For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb. The Trump administration's tariffs on Chinese goods went into effect today, as did China's retaliatory tariffs. According to a July 2nd Associated Press article, the tariffs involve a 25% tax on 818 Chinese products worth $34 billion a year, and China has placed a comparable tax on 545 U.S. products valued at the same amount. One of those U.S. products is soybeans, a huge percentage of which is exported to China. I spoke with two local experts on rural issues about these tariffs' potential impact on the region. One of them is Jonathan Hladek, Policy Director for the Center for Rural Affairs, a private nonprofit in Lyons, Nebraska, which focuses on rural issues nationwide. Hladek says it's particularly unfortunate these tariffs are coming at a time when ag prices are already depressed.
But when you add in tariff concerns and trade uncertainty, that depresses those same prices even more. And we've already seen as of last week that we're seeing prices that are the lowest they've been in the past 2 years. And it's important to remember that the past 2 years haven't been great prices. We're still seeing something that's dramatically lower than what it was 5 years ago. So even in a relatively depressed ag economy, to have the lowest prices even during that period is really a cause for concern.
Hladek says a very real concern is that if these tariffs go on for very long, China and other countries involved will find different suppliers, possibly on a permanent basis.
There are countries, particularly in South America, producing a growing share of the world's soybean exports. Brazil comes to mind. China's demand for soybeans probably isn't going to change. It may continue to increase as it has been in recent years. And so what we're probably going to see are some other countries stepping up to fill that void. And that's going to really boost these economies going forward, and it's really going to boost the amount that they're going to be able to produce going forward. And so in the long run, they'll be much more able to compete with the United States, even if these tariffs were removed at some point.
On the political front, Hladek says some members of Congress have shown what he calls bravery regarding these tariffs.
Particularly from the Iowa delegation, we have seen some elected officials from the same party become more willing to step out and put their foot down and to say that this is not acceptable, this is a perverse vision of the United States economy, and these are steps that are going to directly harm Iowans going forward. And you don't necessarily see that same level of courage on other issues.
I also spoke with Creighton economics professor Dr. Ernie Goss, who oversees the Rural Main Street Index, a monthly assessment of rural business conditions in 10 states in the region. He agrees the timing of these tariffs is bad and says the impact of declining ag prices can already be seen in the business climate in some rural communities.
From last year at this time, the number of banks that reported an increase in loan rejections increased from 23 to approximately double that this year. So more and more banks are rejecting farm loans. And we're also seeing bankers increasing the collateral requirements on farm loans as well.
Goss calls agriculture the first casualty of any trade war or trade restrictions. But he stresses that if the administration's tariffs and the retaliatory tariffs go on for very long, it won't be only rural economies that will suffer.
Even though it will affect immediately the agricultural and rural communities of the what we call the rural Main Street economy, including Nebraska and Iowa, it will affect even the larger cities such as Omaha and Des Moines. Those impacts will be far-reaching as farmers have fewer dollars to spend at Nebraska Furniture Mart and other businesses in the urban areas, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's Omaha, whether it's Des Moines.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which opposes the tariffs, this week released an estimate of their state-by-state impact. It says $330 million in Nebraska exports are threatened, and nearly three times that amount in Iowa. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.